We all have a passion. It may be jazz or classic cars. Maybe it's public radio. Well, for James Hancock, professor of horticulture at Michigan State University, that passion is blueberries. James Hancock is here now. Welcome to Stateside.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing well. You know, you've spent the last 30 years breeding blueberries. What is it about this fruit?
What is it about the fruit? Well, it's a tasty fruit, it's a nutritious fruit, and it's easy to pick and store.
Now, in terms of blueberry species, there are high bush blueberries and low bush blueberries. The low bush are the wild variety. But for those high bush blueberries, the kind you work with, how many different types exist?
Well, there's dozens. Breeders have been very active for the last 50 years on them. So there's a lot of them out there.
And while you have the Aurora, the Draper, and the Liberty, those are your most famous varieties. How many total varieties have you developed?
Six. I just released two new ones, Osorno and Calypso, and a previous one named Huron.
So how do they differ from each other?
In season, Draper is much earlier than the other two. And that's the major difference between them. There's some differences in flavor as well, but the major difference is the seasons.
So when you're creating a new variety of blueberry, are you looking for certain characteristics, or is it really more about that harvest time?
Well, the harvest time is important, but really the primary character that you're looking for is fruit quality and ultimately flavor. I mean, that's the bottom line. But you can't release something with good flavor that isn't productive, so you have to consider that as well.
And when you talk about a good-flavored blueberry, is it sweetness, is it tartness, is it a balance between the two?
It's a balance between the two. I think most people like it sweet, but with a little bit of tart, so a complex flavor.
Now, many people are concerned about genetically modified organisms or GMOs. Are your berries GMOs?
No, they're not. They're not GMOs. They're done naturally by, you know, putting pollen onto the flower of another plant.
Some of your varieties are being grown as far away as Chile and South Korea. How does it feel knowing your work is reaching that far?
Well, I mean, it's outstanding. I mean, I feel, you know, very happy about that. You know, the wider they're used, the happier I am.
Do you have a favorite variety?
Well, my favorite variety of the group is probably Liberty, because it's a later variety, but it's really sweet and tasty.
And what about a favorite recipe? I know that's a hard question.
I'm not much of a cook myself, but I'll tell you that the great thing about blueberries is you can pick them, you can freeze them, you know, without a whole lot of preparation, and just pour them on stuff, salads and oatmeal, and that's the way I like them.
So if I'm in the grocery store and I want to pick out the perfect pint of blueberries, what should I look for?
Wow. Well, where it's from. If it's from Michigan, you've got a high probability of getting mine. but I think you want to look for plump berries, powder blueberries, and obviously no mold or anything like that.
Jim Hancock is professor of horticulture at Michigan State University. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure. Enjoyed it.